When it comes to faith, how do I draw hope and encouragement in the tough times from something that I cannot touch or see? Find out today on Dive Deep. And welcome. We hope that this episode finds you healthy and well during our quarantine. And what a great time to reflect and really commit to growth, which is why we continue to provide you with resources like Dive Deep to help guide you in growing your faith. We hope to inspire you on your journey as you become a disciple making disciples. And I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and joining me today is Pastor Arlie. Welcome, PA.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. And so we've been just really rolling out a ton of great conversations lately, I think. And I don't know if it's because we are locked in our offices with a lot more time to think.
Could be.
But I'm curious. I think we should go right into that first question. You know, when it comes to faith, which you defined as confidence in what's unseen, simple definition, how do we draw hope and encouragement from our faith in tough times from something that we can't touch or see? I mean, it's so much more comforting to have a person to go to and hang on to when
you're sick,
you know?
Absolutely.
So when I'm spiritually not on the top of my game, where do I draw on hope and encouragement?
And you know, it's such a hard place, especially if you don't have a basis to build on. Mm-hmm. So the more basis that you have to build on, the stronger and easier that is to go to, kind of like, you know, because you've seen it before. But I think the way that faith is really built, faith comes by hearing by the word of God, which is scripture. Mm-hmm. And so when we say that, I think the more we come to know God and who God is through mm-hmm. his word and really experience God, the better our faith can be or the stronger our faith can be.
Sure.
Because God is unseen. I mean, and yet we see the evidences of him all around us.
Right.
And so when we keep looking at that and building on that, I think the strength becomes greater. So the more we put the word of God, faith comes by hearing by the word of God, the more we put the word of God in our lives, the stronger that faith in the unseen mm-hmm. will be. Mm-hmm. And when that faith is strong, then that is like putting down roots. So when a storm comes, our roots go down deep and they grip onto that earth even stronger. Mm-hmm. That's what our faith does mm-hmm. in the midst of storms, in the midst of things. And so I just think it's really important that we can always be in the process in the easy times mm-hmm. to build the faith that'll hold us during the difficult times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people don't really want to store up or prepare for the hard times. They just want to enjoy the easy times. Mm-hmm. And so they're not really conscientious about, like, how can I be stronger now? Mm-hmm. Because I don't need it right now. Mm. Things are going easy.
Right.
But that's really the time that we build it. You can't really just hope to build it when it gets tough, because that's when you topple.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is, like, in the building a discipline, a regular time that you're meeting with God, you're hearing his word, you're reading his word, you're investing it in yourself as much as possible, because when those tough times come, then you have the faith to be able to hold it.
Yeah, and I'm what I'm hearing is definitely that there's an ongoing process of continuing to build more mm-hmm. in on your journey, because I'm sure you're not doing the same thing now that you did when you were first saved, as far as your time spent with God and your intimacy with him. I'm guessing there's things you're doing now that you've added over the years, and it sounds like during those down times, when it should happen.
Sure. I like to think of it like spiritual breathing, mm-hmm. and I like to think about it in that sense. I can remember when I've had vocal nodule surgery twice in my life, which is kind of unusual. lots of people have never had it once. I've had it twice. And part of the problem is because I breathe shallow. I put too much strain on my vocal cords by doing that. And so what the therapist told me, the breathing therapist, told me that what I need to do is I need to take more deep breaths. And I said, I'm not going to be able to think about that all the time.
Seriously, how do you? Breathing is unconscious, isn't it?
That's what I thought. You just do it. And so she said, no. And she said, but the more you do it, the more your body is going to take over itself and do it for you.
Okay, that's interesting.
So
you talk about a little psychology here.
Yeah, you start doing it and then it becomes more natural to you. I really believe faith is that same way. Like in the beginning and your relationship with God, like you start out and it's more intentional. It's more like I have to consciously think about God and make sure he's present in my thoughts. The longer you follow him and live for him, it becomes more natural and it's always in your thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's always there. So.
Well, yeah. And you kind of think about going from your own little world where you're just thinking about, hey, what's impacting me right now? What do I need to change to be more comfortable? Or what do I want to achieve? And then all of a sudden, you know, when I first came to faith, it was like, boom, I was just interrupted. Everything got interrupted.
Yeah.
And like all these thoughts about, oh, wait, well, what about this? Or wait, this isn't probably a good thing to do. And it was kind of like a shock. And so I think you're right that it's just, you know, building in thoughts about God on a regular basis.
Right. And so, you know, the more you know the Word of God, the more the Holy Spirit can bring that back to your mind.
Yeah.
You know, because like when I read something now, like a whole bunch of scriptures go through my head because, you know, I read like, or I face something, then a whole bunch goes through my mind because like I've read it every day for 40 years.
Right.
I mean, you know, like, so like you look at all of that and God is able to use his word through the power of the Holy Spirit to interpret to your life every moment, every day.
Yeah. I got a question then. So, you know, I know and we know that for newer Christians, it's definitely hard because those roots aren't down there.
Sure.
So, you know, kind of part one of the question is, how would you encourage newer Christians or those with maybe not as much of a developed faith? What can they do to really ground themselves now and continue to get encouragement during the tough times? So like when they hit these tough times, where should they go? And then number two, let's dispel a myth that those that are seasoned Christians don't face these tough times anymore. So kind of an A and B. So A, what's your recommendation for newer Christians that are in a tough time right now?
It's my total belief that God never is caught off guard or caught by surprise. And realizing that he plans all things for our good ahead of time. Just like the scripture, you know, he plans work for us to do before it ever came into existence, before we ever did. And so understanding that means that God is going to give us the preparation before anything happens to our lives if we're faithful and we obey. So even though we're a new Christian or a seasoned Christian, I believe God is always preparing us for what's coming next. And so my greatest counsel is be obedient to what you're hearing right now. And if you walk in obedience, you'll be ready for anything that's going to come. Because I believe God can help us as a new Christian or as a seasoned one. He can help us to be fully prepared for whatever comes to us if we're walking in obedience. So yeah. I just feel that that's the plan. God's got it. He knows how to carry us through. I think he carries us as new Christians probably more. He makes us walk more when we're seasoned. I think it's at different levels and different ways, but I'm fully convinced that God's got that.
Yep. And we all face ongoing trials and tough times throughout our lives. So that never changes.
Never ever. No. It comes in a different direction, a different way, but it's always there.
And I know yesterday you talked about the definition of righteousness, which I really appreciated, especially as, you know, Michelle and I were talking, and it's amazing how looking at a topic or a definition or a concept can mean such different things at different times in your life.
Absolutely.
And so you defined righteousness as just right relationship with God, when I think so traditionally we would think that it's, you know, living up to God's standards or living a perfect life.
And you know, that I think that puts so much stress on us.
Oh yeah.
When we realize, wait a minute, if I am in a right relationship with God, He's going to live through me. Mm-hmm. You know, and coming back to the point, like Philippians 2:13, he gives us the desire and the power to do his will. Mm-hmm. So that means we're living righteously because it's God's will. And he's given us the desire to do it and then the power to fulfill it. And so it's all right there. So I think there's a great importance, as we see through Scripture, if we continue to, by faith, walk in obedience, we're going to see righteous living. It's going to be a part of that. And that's God's righteousness in us.
Right. And it's as simple as that. I love that. I mean, faith isn't complicated. It really, it shouldn't be. So, do you want to leave any final challenges out to our listeners?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if there's anything, I would really, you know, I talked a lot about the fact that faith is really a verb and that it's action. And so I guess I would say to challenge you, how is your faith being lived out in an active manner? So what are you believing God to do that maybe you didn't believe him to do before, but now in something new? Because sometimes when we, and I always say take bite size, take something bite size, start with something small and then build. So what could you do today by faith that you didn't do yesterday? And what are you trusting him for that he could be able to accomplish?
Well, thanks for that challenge, Pastor Harley. And thanks for joining us and investing your time with us here at CWC Dive Deep. Join us next Monday as we start our new mini-series, Greatness, Just Live It. And if you missed past episodes, you can check those out at cwc.life, where you can catch up on our entire Core 52 series and access all the resources that you need to dive deep in your personal study or with your core groups. Have a great week.